What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Now, out in Los Angeles, Mayor Karen Bass is out there calling to remove obstacles for new police recruits. She wants to root out officers with ties to right-wing domestic extremist organizations. In other words, she wants to get rid of police who have a conservative point of view. And in order to do that, she needs to lower the bar for new police recruits so that they can get some liberals in there and have a liberal-leaning police force. It's kind of like up in San Francisco, where illegal immigrants are now being allowed to be police force in the police force here. All right, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to James in Tokyo. James, how gozaimasu, o genki desu ka?
Genki desu, and good morning to you.
Thank you.
Hey, Michael, I was looking at your site, and you said that Hyundai and Kia, they upgraded their anti-theft software because a lot of people were stealing the cars on TikTok. You know,
yeah,
Mike, it's a shame they didn't have that.
Some of the stuff that's on TikTok, they come out with these challenges here. Here's how to steal a car and go joyriding. And, you know, there have been accidents and people have been killed. And, I'm a great believer in freedom of speech. But with that freedom of speech comes the responsibility that you don't, abuse that to other people's harm.
But, Michael, it's a shame they didn't have that. They didn't update the software when I stole your Hyundai.
My Hyundai has not been stolen. That was a Honda.
Oh, the Honda. Excuse me.
The Honda. That
Honda.
Got stolen
That's
three
correct.
Times in Hawaii.
Only once by me. I wouldn't put you through that kind of stress. Of
okay,
doing
well,
it three
times. Can I have that folder of music CDs back again? Because I really missed that. It was in the trunk.
Come on, man, I already pawned that, and
okay.
Some crystal meth, and doubled my money selling it to Hunter. Hey,
okay, all right, wise business plan.
Hey, Michael, what the heck is going on with James Bond? They want to change Ian Fleming novels to get rid of all the sexism and racism. I mean, I remember Sean Connery and Roger Moore. They were always doing black chicks and Asian chicks. I don't think they're going to be happy until he changes his name to Jamie to be more gender-friendly and starts doing trannies. They're never going to
Well, the last James Bond movie, the 007 number, had been reassigned to a female agent.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, anyway, it's just getting irritating. It's just getting, every
it,
day.
It is, at the rate they're going, the
irritating.
Only approved reading is going to be Run, Jane, Run, See, Spot, Run, and so forth, that kind of stuff.
That's right, Michael. And, hey, it was good. I listened to your show on recording last week. Happy, I heard Dustin called in. I'm happy he's okay. I was worried about him with all the vaxes, or if not the vaxes, all the cholesterol he got for all the free donuts and chicken wings that he got during the vaxes. I'm happy Dustin's okay. Hey, almost a year ago or something when I met the Ukrainian girl, she's always saying that Ukraine is winning. And there's been a big change. I mean, she's just reading Ukrainian stuff, Ukrainian media is saying. But recently, a lot of people that she knows aren't around anymore. She can't contact them. And she started looking at Telegram. And now she totally changed. She's like now, all the smart people got out and aren't coming back. And she's kind of resigned to the fact that Ukraine lost. I mean, they just lost.
Yeah.
And I think the whole thing, too, Michael, with China now starting to, they're supplying Russia with artillery. And, they're a manufacturing powerhouse. I mean,
yes, they are.
That, to me, could be a really big game changer. What do you think about that?
Well, I've been saying all along, you know, that the United States is not the manufacturing powerhouse that allowed them to prevail in big mistake number one and big mistake number two.
Yeah, absolutely. And, well, anyway, I think it's going to, finally, before I go, I think the whole thing in Ukraine, I think one day when no one expects it, it's just going to end. And Zelensky's going to give up. And as far as if Russia, you know, gets, Odessa or not, I don't know. But I really don't care. But I would like to see it, all the killing end anyway, no matter
well,
how it goes.
Well, I agree with that. You know, I'd like to avoid the possibility of a nuclear or biological war. But there do seem to be a lot of people who think war with Russia is a really good idea right now. And it's unfortunate that we seem to have to keep going through this same exercise over and over and over again.
Over and over. Hey, Mike, you have a good day and give my best to that lovely harp-playing angel, okay?
I certainly will. Thank you very much. All right, we have open lines, 512-248-8252. Okay, out in California, lawmakers have introduced a bill to stop the use of dogs from law enforcement because dogs are racist. I'm serious, that's exactly what it is. Assembly Bill 42, introduced by far-left California Assembly members Corey Jackson and Ash Calra, will end a deeply racialized and harmful practice that's been a mainstay in America's history of racial bias and violence against Black Americans and people of color, blah, blah, blah. I mean, at this rate, everything is going to be declared racist, and so we've got to get rid of it because it's absolutely racist. All right, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Good afternoon. Yeah, I just wanted to add a little commentary to that situation in Tennessee with the new legislation. Not to by any means confuse anybody that the neocons there would do anything. But what happened is an organization called the National Justice Party got together with members of the community, and they boycotted this place that was having these drag queen shows, so much so that the landlord evicted them, is essentially what happened. Well, the Republican Party never to let anybody steal the limelight from them while they're, you know, getting their, you know, contributions and blessings from the lobbyists, couldn't allow another organization to show them up. So when this took place and they saw the absolute outrage by the citizens who came right out and protested, they decided they better do something about it to steal a little bit of the spotlight. So that's how that legislation came about. But, you know, it just goes to show again, nothing good comes about until people get involved. And that's why it's important for people to get involved. And with that, Michael, I'll just listen to your commentary.
All right. Well, you know, thank you very much for the phone call. And yeah, people getting involved is what's pushing politicians in certain directions because, again, even though there is massive election fraud in this country, not every politician is plugged into that system just yet. And some of them are going to be listening to the constituents and saying, this is really looking bad. And of course, everybody's already looking forward to 2024 and what are going to be the big issues. And the American people are standing up and saying, you know, this LGBTQ in the schools and the open border, those are going to be the big issues for the 2024 election. Coming in right under that are going to be all the wars and the economy and so forth. And, you know, politicians like to tell you what the issues are going to be for the election, but we're starting to see Americans kind of decide for themselves what's important to them. And that's a good,
yeah,
healthy
you're
thing.
Right. You're right about that, Michael. You know, that was the thing that not a lot of people had heard about this National Justice Party. And as soon as they, you know, rallied enough citizens, just everyday ordinary citizens that weren't going to take that, didn't like that type of thing, you know, that National Justice Party got out there, they organized and they went out and they picketed and they got the place shut down. They got the people evicted. But, you know, there's no way you'd ever saw the Republican Party say, you know, here, we're going to organize. I mean, they would have been on their best LGBTQ behavior. But anyway, thanks for the great show, Michael.
All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call, and I don't think the Republican Party is necessarily sympathetic to the LGBTQ gay drag show thing, but they know the it's really big with the Democrats, or at least the far-left Democrats, and, you know, they're playing politics as usual. All right, 512-248-8252, we're going to go to Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I just want to talk about a couple of things. Number one is, you know, I would say that, you know, if I was to take this war, I would have taken Kiev at night or right at dawn. You know, I would have went, I would have used paratroopers to take the palace, to take Zelensky. And if they didn't want to play ball, I would just, you know, I would just bomb a few locations. I don't see.
Well, I think the reason that Putin did not do that is he knew that this was really a war between Russia and NATO, and he's trying not to provide such an overt act that NATO could invoke Article 5 and we'd be in a real major war.
Oh, but they're discussing using nukes now, though. That supersedes that.
Yeah, I know.
You know, one thing you talked about Hitler last week, you know, Hitler, when he took the banks out of private hands in Germany, that's when the clock started ticking on Hitler.
Yes.
He had no choice. He had no choice but to go into Russia to secure the Ukraine's food supply, their food production, because they could have easily been, Hitler knew the West could starve them out.
Yes.
It was a gamble. The whole thing was a gamble. Once the banks were confiscated from the Jews, and not only Jews lost their banks, Germans lost their banks too, but the Jews wouldn't fall for it, and they rallied the world against him, and he knew that was going to happen. That's why he built up such a large army. And if without taking the food supply, the food production in Ukraine, they would not have been able to do anything. The West would just blockade them. They would starve them out because they can't feed themselves, you know, and they didn't have enough. So there was a lot of, you know, there's so much Monday morning quarterbacking Hitler and saying how he did this wrong and did that wrong. You got to remember that once he made his move, you know, he knew, not the world didn't know, but he knew the Jews would rally the world against him. And he did what he could to do it, and he almost did it. But, you know, that's, we saw what happened. Thanks for taking the call.
Okay, you've got it. And, you know, it's not entirely accurate to say that Hitler was simply taking the banks away. What he did was he shut down the private central bank that had been imposed on Germany by the Treaty of Versailles. And that private central bank operated just like our private central bank. They would just print the money up out of thin air and loan it out at interest. And, of course, the inflation during the Weimar Republic reached incredible situations. And so what Hitler did was declare that fiat currency invalid and issued a new currency based on a unit of value. And the value was actually, in Germany's case, it was a unit of labor. Okay, and it worked. It turned Germany's economy around to such a degree it was called the German miracle. Hitler was Time Magazine's Man of the Year for this amazing transformation he brought to Germany. And, of course, that made the other countries that had private central banks enemies because countries that are enslaved to private central banks cannot compete with countries that don't have private central banks. Because you don't have a private central bank sucking the real wealth out of the population. And that's when they had to go on in and get rid of him. same thing in Libya. When Gaddafi shut down their private central bank and issued the gold dinar, that's when he became a marked man. All righty, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Oh, that was Rick. I'm sorry. My mistake here. All right. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. And there's a video that surfaced over the weekend. And basically, it was taken at a high school, the Matanzas High School over in the Palm Coast. And apparently, there was this white teaching aide who saw this black schoolboy playing with a Nintendo Switch in class, which you're not supposed to do. You're supposed to be paying attention to the teacher and doing the homework and everything. So she confiscated his Nintendo Switch, and as soon as class was over, this black schoolboy, who was 6'6" tall, weighed 270 pounds, just literally threw this female teaching aide on the ground, knocking her unconscious immediately, and then just pummeling her until staff and other students pulled him away. And so this was all over, you know, taking away the Nintendo Switch. And Sheriff Rick Staley told WESH2, you know, it could have easily turned into a homicide. I mean, that's how overmatched this teacher's aide was. All right, there is a new Gallup poll that shows that Americans do not like using race and ethnicity as a factor in college admissions. I absolutely agree. I want the very best people to get the opportunities to move ahead and make themselves into better people. You know, we need to go back to, you know, having testing and grading in schools to find out who the superior students are, and those superior students should get access to college simply by the fact that they are the smart ones, okay? And, you know, that's the way it's always worked, and this wokeism, affirmative action, whatever you want to call it, is harming our society, because we're producing a generation of engineers and doctors and so forth who are really not all that good at what they do, okay? But they tick off the appropriate boxes, so, you know, they're this color, they're this gender, they're this orientation, you know, and so they're going to get the special preferential treatment here. Now, there was an article that came on out here in the Washington Examiner that makes a really good point. If equity is so important, why not eliminate varsity sports? Okay? And basically, you know, the varsity sports, those are the elite teams. You know, there's the ordinary basketball, baseball, football teams, archery, whatever. And, you know, but the varsity is where the best of the best, you know, are elevated to. And, you know, it's elitist. And, you know, if you're really after equity, you know, you've got to eliminate varsity sports. I don't agree with that. Again, I'm a firm believer in meritocracy. Now, with all this talk about equity and critical race theory and LGBTQ and you know, Black History Month and everything, the academic performance of our students is just plummeting right now. Over at the Daily Mail, they were reporting in 10 Baltimore high schools, 8 elementary schools, and 3 middle high schools, and 2 elementary middle schools, not one single student reached the required math standards. Now, the Baltimore Public Schools CEO was paid $444,000 last year. 2 weeks ago, there was a report that 27 schools in Baltimore had zero students at proficiency levels for their respective grades. Today, Chicago has 55 schools reporting the same. You want to talk about dumbing down the next generation? This is it. They can't think, they can't calculate, they can't analyze, but by golly, they know all the correct gender pronouns, don't they? All righty. Apparently, Illinois has 930 schools where only one out of every 10 children can do math at their grade level. Okay, in 30 of the schools, not a single student can read at a grade level. Okay, this is a betrayal. You know, the parents pay taxes to support the public schools to teach their kids skills to get ahead in life, to get a good job, to, you know, be able to eventually raise their own family. And instead, we're producing a generation of illiterate, you know, math-incapable, politically correct morons. And it's no wonder that homeschooling is exploding across the country. Anyway, we got to take another break for commercials, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting.
And welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine.
Mike, you notice that now we seem to have two different types of neocons, one going against Russia, the other going against China.
Yeah, and that is very, very dangerous because we're not doing all that well against Russia and taking on China. You know, we're going to lose this one, and maybe that's the aim. I mean, the globalists have to get China, the U.S., and Russia out of the way to establish a global government.
Yeah, but the global government is going to be with a radioactive planet, you know, kind of like a book. If there's any life left. Kind of like,
well, you know, a tyrant will burn down his own country in order to rule over the ashes. That's from Sun Tzu.
Well, looks like he's right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They're in such trouble. It is unbelievable. And, you know, I've been, you know, I half bought into the China bit. You know, that, well, China is a real threat to us, this, that. They're a very totalitarian country. And to a degree, they are totalitarian. But I've been watching some of the, you know, CGTN and a couple other actually Americans living in China were staying there and stuff. And I mean, that place is, this city looks like something from out of space. I mean, you know, something from the future, like the Jetsons or something. It's incredible. The highways are beautiful. They seem to work very well. The bridges are magnificent. The trains are incredible. And
yes.
On top of that, the countryside seems to be, you know, we're told how polluted they are and everything. Countryside looks beautiful from what I can tell. And it doesn't look like the people are very unhappy either. I think they were way too, way too authoritarian with the COVID thing. But other than that, I mean, you know, and I heard from people like Brian Berlitic, who, you know, from New Atlas, who's living in Asia now, ex-Marine, you know, ex-U.S. Marine. He said that whole thing about the social credit score is nonsense. He said it's not, you know, it's not the way it's made out to be. And also the people in, what is it, Xinjiang, you know, the Uyghurs.
Yeah.
You know, other than a few, like, terrorists who actually worked with, and there were some that wound their way over in, with ISIS into the Middle East, other than that, people are, seem to be pretty happy there, you know? So I don't know, and I don't know if I buy all the stuff either about the, that they're selling human body parts and all that. I think a lot of that stuff, because when I see the lies about Russia, I have to think that, you know, who I have been paying attention to, and I know from 2014 what happened there, so I have to wonder whether they're lying about what else they're lying, whether they're lying about China, too. I really do.
Our government lies about everything. I mean, you know, of course they're going to lie about China. They have to demonize them. So we feel like it's you know, okay to make war on them because they deserve it. They're not nice people. I mean, the fact of the matter is we probably don't know very much accurately about Germany under Hitler or Hitler himself because it's been so mythologized and propagandized ever since the end of the war. Remember, the victors get to write the history books.
Yeah, but you know one thing about that, at least you take Eisenhower, President at that time, General Eisenhower, he was smart enough to take not pictures, but moving pictures to show. And he knew it. I understand. He realized. He wanted people to understand this is what happened, you know, with those concentration camps. And the Russians also, the Soviets also took pictures of that, of these camps and all that when they liberated them. So that's even on both sides there. So there's, you know, now what went on before.
Tell me, did Eisenhower make any movies about the camps that he set up for the captured German soldiers?
No, not really.
Uh-huh. Okay.
How many actually, how bad were those camps? I never even
They
knew
were
it.
Pretty not bad, really. And apparently a lot of these captured German soldiers were literally starved to death.
I mean, you know, I just started hearing about this very recently. You know, I don't know what to believe or not to believe anymore, Mike. I'll be honest with you. I really don't. Weapons of mass destruction, the thing how terrible Saddam Hussein was supposed to be, how terrible Iran is, even though I understand Scott Ritter said he's been to Iran already, and it's, the place is beautiful. People are very happy there.
It really is. I know that we were being lied to about Saddam Hussein, and the reason I do is because just before the war got underway, when the media was demonizing Saddam Hussein, they showed a video of Hussein arriving for some important meeting at a building in Baghdad. And the first thing I noticed was, you know, he didn't have an armored limousine. You know, he just stepped out of the car into an open crowd. There were people standing around, you know, with guns. Because Iraq under Saddam Hussein, you could go into a gun store and buy a fully automatic weapon if you wanted.
Right.
And the message I got from the video is this is a leader who is not afraid of his own people. You know,
no,
but of course, we were being told stolen incubators, which turned out to be a complete lie. The first casualty of war is the truth.
Yeah, you know who else is like that?
Okay, Mark, I got to hold. Put you on hold. I got to put you on hold. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often.
And welcome back to our show here, and we're finishing up with Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. I mean, welcome back to the show. Just pick up where you left off.
Yeah, Mike, I just want to say also, as far as guns go, the Second Amendment, you know, yep. Who else has very good gun laws? I just found out recently another man they demonized so much is that guy Lutsenko, the head of Belarus.
Yes.
You can buy just about any gun you want there, and it's very easy to get a license to carry a pistol there, too. Easier than it is in this country.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, in Indiana, you no longer need a permit to carry open. You can just put it on your belt and, you know, walk off, you know, to do your business. And I do see a lot of people around here, you know, carrying guns on their hips.
That's how it is in North Carolina, too. But if you don't, we don't have constitutional carry yet. I think every state should have that, you know?
Well, more and more states are turning that way, so we can expect another big, staged mass shooting event, you know, to push the gun grabber agenda.
No. I'm sorry. My dog wants to. He took a long time to get stupid, you know, to want to play. You got a 120-pound mixed pit bull mastiff, you know?
Oh, well, those are wonderful. I mean, you know, everyone has this negative image of pit bulls, but they're only bad if they're trained that way. Their natural nature is very friendly. We have a pit bull lives next door. I call him Dogzilla, and he's always over here begging for, milk bones and stuff.
Yeah, oh, he's super friendly. The only problem is he doesn't know his own strength. Like I said, he's got the spirit and the speed and all that of a pit bull, and the size and strength of a mastiff, you know.
Yeah.
So, when he wants to play, it's hard.
Yeah, Dogzilla's the same way. Very affectionate. It wants lots of attention, and and dog biscuits.
Yeah, well, that's him too. Same thing. He knows when he goes to the vet. When I take him to the vet, he knows the vet always has a treat for him. So the first thing he does, because I train him to, if I give him a treat, he sits and gives one paw first and then the other. I say, give me 5, give me 10. But he's stubborn. He doesn't want to give you his paw unless you got a treat for him.
Well, I can understand that. I mean, he's trying to train you, okay? Anyway, Mark, we've got a bunch of callers waiting on the line, and as much as I like swapping dog stories with you, thank you for the phone call. We're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
All righty, young man. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
That's good. And to that gorgeous gal, Claire, hello.
Yeah, she's out in the kitchen. She's got the baking bug, and she's making some bread for one of her groups that she's, hanging out with tomorrow.
Uh-oh, watch out now. The question is, what kind of bread?
It's a really convoluted recipe. It involves, peppers and orange and all kinds of stuff. I don't have the fine details here.
That sounds jamming. Okay, that works.
Yeah, no, it's really good. I've had some from a previous bake, and she's doing it all by hand from scratch, which is weird because we've got one of those automated bread makers, which we've never actually used, so we probably ought to find somebody we can give that to.
There's an idea for recycling. That's a woman after my heart. I tell you what. Anyway, one, I love pit bulls.
Yes.
I've only met one in my life, and I think about them constantly, even though we moved and so forth. But anyway, as far as the schooling goes, there was two types of legislation, or there was a politician or lawmaker that was coming up with two things you mentioned about, legally speaking, about what could or could not be done within a certain distance of a school or whatever.
Yeah. Drag shows or adult entertainment.
Right. That is a politician after my heart, because my heart was just singing. I was like, oh, wow, they're finally using their head for something more than a hat rack.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for one thing, it's reprehensible what's being perpetrated. So that just made my heart sing when I heard that story. So go figure. Aside from that, with all these side issues that are going on, as making really good distractions and so forth, it's unbelievable. But aside from that, go figure. Meanwhile, have a great week, play hard, and I'll have a lime and coconut and pineapple my Corona in the variants.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Roger in Ohio. Hello, Roger. Welcome to the show. I hope you're not too close to East Palestine.
No, I live in Marin County. But
okay.
But when I was driving through town this around noontime, there was a train that was pulling a lot of tanker cars, and it was going pretty slow.
Well, I imagine after what happened in East Palestine, they're probably slowing those trains down a little bit.
So we got CSX that goes through town. There's about 60 trains a day that goes on that. They consolidate all the trains on two main tracks, routes. So you see them all the time. Those tank cars, you can't tell what's in them because they write on their very, very small print that they're either vinyl chloride, and they also put corn syrup on there, high fructose corns. They're in the same exact looking cards, so you don't know what's going down. But I thought I'd give you some heads up. I came across this on Wikipedia, and you're not too far from Miamisburg, Ohio. And Miamisburg's got a museum there, but during World War II, they helped develop the nuclear bomb. And they, you can read about it. It's got the Dayton Project, and they got the Mounds Laboratory there because of Indians' mounds.
Yes.
And one of the best interesting things I think you'll find fascinating was that a guy named George Koval, K-O-V-A-L, and he was one of the biggest espionage agents that the Soviet Union had over here that spent a lot of the formulas of fixing making a nuclear bomb. So I think you'll find him very, very fascinating. And if you have time to read, the author is Jay Zuckerman, and he's at cleveland.com. And this was written January 10th, 2023. And in Ohio, they passed a new law just recently so they can burn more toxic waste. And in Lorain County in Grafton, there's a company called Ross Incinerator, and they burn all the PCB, all the toxic chemicals. And down by, not too far from Palestine, East Palestine, there's East Liverpool that they opened up a big thing there. And, Pittsburgh's not too far from where that train wreck was.
Yeah.
So I don't know what direction the wind was blowing that time when they burned all that stuff off. I'm sure they burned it off.
Well, the prevailing winds generally be, from the southwest toward the northeast.
Right. That's where they... But we had a warm day the next day. I don't know what direction the wind was blowing from. And it was pretty strong wind at that time. But, I think it was a lot cheaper for them to burn it up and try to clean it up. So even the small town I live in, we have a very expensive hazmat truck with our other fire engines on there. Oh, and there's other thing. May 28, 2019... You can go on there, and they actually show the train being derailed in the town of Wellington. They had the video camera set up at the crossing, and you can actually see the cars go off the track.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing that video, yeah.
So, the engine was on fire. The local news people said that the bearing went out. And the trouble is all these locomotives are very old.
Yes.
Rebuild them all the time, and the tracks, they don't do the good maintenance on there. So that's
all the money's being sucked out of our country to spend on all these wars.
Right. You are absolutely correct. It's pretty sad. Our infrastructure is very, very old. And,
yes, it is.
I feel sorry. The younger generation is going to have a tough road.
They are, unfortunately. We're leaving them a real mess.
It's just a mess, all right. All right, nice talk to you. Hey, one more thing.
Yeah.
There's Hiromi, H-I-R-O-M-I, and Edmar Castaneda, and they play Fire. It's live in Montreal. This Spanish guy plays a harp like you have never seen in your life.
Okay.
But Hiromi plays that. She's a child protege, jazz piano player, and she plays with this harp, this Edmar Castaneda, and they play Fire, and it's live in Montreal, and I think you'll really, really enjoy it. So you have a good day.
Well, I will hunt that down because, Claire is the musician of the family, and she plays Celtic harp along with her regular, keyboard stuff.
Well, this is very fascinating. I think you really enjoy it. So you have a
great
weekend.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Or whatever. Have a great day. Goodbye.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Sam in Las Vegas. Hello, Sam. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. It's actually Sandy in Vegas. But I wanted to talk about the guy that called about China.
Mm-hmm.
Late 90s, I owned a company where I was manufacturing products in China and sending them over here.
Mm-hmm.
So I went over to China to see some of the factories and everything over there. And people that's never been there, they don't know. They have a whole different opinion of China. For the average person, just your average man on the street, life is so much better than over here. I mean, you don't see any homeless people because they give you a house, a condo or an apartment. But anyway, I ended up, I had this Chinese lady that was my interpreter, because I don't speak Chinese. I ended up marrying her.
Oh, and well, talk about fringe benefits.
We've been married for 20 years. One of the best women I've ever had in my life. But I've been to China multiple times. And my in-laws live in China. We talk to them on WeChat, you know, the WeChat app.
Yeah.
We can do, you know, calls where we can actually see them and everything. And they can see us.
Well, I've never been to China, but I would like to go. I actually have family on my father's side in China, although I've never communicated with them. And, you know, I'd like to see the tourist spots, you know, the Terracotta Army, the Forbidden City, the Great Wall. you know, maybe after I win the Powerball, I'll do that.
I was in Guangzhou, and they actually have a museum there that's 300 years old. The building is 300 years old, made out of these logs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, my God, our country isn't even 300 years old. But they have a big statue there, kind of like the Nevada Guidestones.
Yes.
Where it's written in different languages so everyone can understand it. And Guangzhou actually means the four goats. And they believe that the people from space came down to Earth, taught them how to farm rice,
mm-hmm.
and brought them four goats, and that's why they named Guangzhou Four Goats. Anyway, it is so much nicer for the average person. I don't know how it is now because I haven't been there since the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
but when you went in the supermarkets or the department stores, there's still ashtrays in there. You can smoke if you're a smoker.
Okay.
I mean, it's pretty much... Your freedom is a lot more. When you come back here, you feel like you really are in a police state. I'm serious. But anyway, I was talking to one of the guests on RBN. He was asking for people to talk about China. And like I told him, it's so much better. And he's going, yeah, but if I want to get on a plane and go to another country, I want to be able to do that. And I told him, I said, John, they just built a $4 billion casino in Las Vegas that's designed for the middle-class Chinese to come over here. I go, do you have any idea that about 25% of our gambling comes from China, believe it or not, because they love to gamble?
Yeah, they do. Most Asian cultures like that. I remember when we lived in Hawaii, everybody that we knew, they were always flying off to Las Vegas for a weekend of gambling.
Yeah. And
they tried to bring gambling into Hawaii, but it was finally blocked.
Look at Macau.
Yeah.
I mean, they are making... we have the Wynn Hotel over there, the Venetian Hotel over mm-hmm. there, you know, all these big casinos, and they are making a mint. But anyway, yeah, I told him, I said, they are freer than I are. He goes, no, I want to be, they're not free. They can't come over here. I'm going, all they got to do is get a visa just like everybody else and come over here. He got
yeah.
so mad, that's enough out of you, and hung up on me. I'm going, my God.
People like to cling to their beliefs there. And, you know, there was all that talk at the start of the pandemic about blocking people from China coming into the country. But, you know, I've learned in my world travels that what's going on in other countries is usually a lot better than we are being told here in the United States. I mean, all my preconceptions about Europe were wrong. My preconceptions about Russians were wrong. I basically got weathered over at the Frankfurt airport with an Aeroflot crew, and they were just wonderful, pleasant people. The pilot's son wanted to be a cosmonaut, and at the time I had a bunch of my NASA pins on the outside of my little travel bag, and I took them all off and I gave them to the pilot. I said, this is for your kid, and we just had a really good time.
But this is the thing about fascism. Over in China, they have trains that go over 300 miles an hour.
Yes,
and you can
and
go,
stay on
you
track.
Can go from, you can go from Guangzhou to Beijing on one of those trains for about maybe 12 American dollars. You know,
wow!
And they actually float on magnets.
Yes.
Actually lift them up off the track, and they
magnets.
Go.
Yep.
And look, you know why they can do that, and they are like the guy said. It's like going to the Jetsons. It is so advanced. Why they do that is because somebody's not making $2 billion profit off of it. If it costs this much, they have people that know how to build the trains. They pay them a good salary. They build the trains.
Okay, Sam, I got to put you on hold. Sam, don't hang up. I'm bringing you back after the commercial break so you can finish your story. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show, final segment of our program today. We're talking with Sam in Vegas, who's telling us just how good things are, at least in certain parts of China, And I know over the last decade or so, they've really built up their highway system. You know, a generation ago, everybody was either walking or on bicycles. Now they have cars. And it really does seem to work over there for the people. But, you know, our government is intent on convincing Americans they live in the greatest nation on earth. And rather than actually make a great nation, it's a lot cheaper to simply lie about other countries and say, oh, things are terrible over there. Anyway, Sam, take it away.
Yeah, what I was saying, Mike, is our train system is actually a fascist-run organization. Their job is to make as much money as possible for their stockholders.
Yes,
they don't give a shit how they do it.
Watch your language.
That's why they won't. I'm sorry, but that's why they won't fix the tracks. Won't
yeah,
fix the trains. You got these old trains that look like they were from the 50s. You know, going down.
Well, this is why we're supposed to have a Department of Transportation that goes out to these railroads, not to mention airlines and, you know, truck lines and whatnot, and say, you've got to keep your equipment up to snuff here. And, of course, that's been a big failure of Pete Buttigieg since he came on in, since he was hired by Biden. We had the port lockup, you know, with all the cargo ships that couldn't unload, really messed up the supply chain. We had the grounding of all the American aircraft because this old computer running the NOTAM system broke down. And now, of course, we've had the East Palestine rail disaster.
But all the railroad tracks, all the trains and everything are privately owned. The government has very little to say about it. And if you just turn on the news, you can hear that they cut all the regulations in 2017. But
yeah,
so now they just pretty much do what they want. They give Joe Biden $1 million. They give Donald Trump $1 million, and they do what the hell they want to. But
yeah.
But over there, you don't have that guy making $1 billion. What it takes to make the train track, the government pays for it, and everything runs fine. It ain't about making as much money as we can for our stockholders. It's about making a transportation system that really works.
It's about making a country that works. And yeah, you've hit it right on the head.
And if I, you know, all your callers will probably be sending you emails. Oh, that communist, because it is socialist to do that.
Yeah.
But it actually, in some cases, it actually works better. I mean, like in the movie Scarface, when they said never underestimate another man's greed. That
yep.
is how it is, Mike.
Yeah.
Because we're not that greedy. We think, oh, nobody would do that. But they do, believe me.
Yes, they do. Yeah, they absolutely do. You know, corporations like religion makes noble the basest instincts of man.
Thank you
all
so
right,
much,
Sam,
Mike.
Sam, I got to let you go.
Day,
thank you very much for the phone call. The show is over. The music is playing. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins is taking the microphone tonight. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. We need your help right now. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.